The bankruptcy tribunal has allowed an Eel and Amp F's unit to receive the settlement claim it made against the National Highways Authority of India, NHAI. Fanyasanagar Expressway Limited, FSEL, will receive 708 crore from NHAI under guidelines for resolution of road projects that have been stuck for various reasons. NHAI had last year approved the claim. And NBSP. FSEL was supposed to deliver the 2,000 crore 140 km project in May 2019 but could not complete it on account of financial distress and defaults. Last month, the Board of Debt-Laden Infrastructure Financier Eel and Amp F said it had addressed 32,000 crore of the group and number 39's overall debt so far. The board, led by businessman banker Uday Kotak, is further planning to sell real estate assets worth 3,500 crore, $490.53 million, and stakes in Gujarat International Finance Tech City value at about 1,200 crore, $168 million. Eel and Amp F's has also received binding bids for 10 road assets and 5 assets with a combined total debt of 9,500 crore. It is also setting up an Infrastructure Investment Trust, INVIT, for 9 road assets with a total financial debt of more than 11,000 crore. And NBSP. The troubled and complex infrastructure and financial group is in the midst of resolving its debt of about 99,000 crore, $13.8 billion, and has been trying to sell several assets to repay debt obligations after multiple defaults led to a major liquidity crunch in the non-banking financial sector. Last month, Eel and Amp F's Solar Power, a 100% subsidiary of Eel and Amp F's Energy Development Company Limited, cleared all its debt worth 845 crore, $115.5 million. In December, Illinois and Amp F's sold its 49% stake in Chinese road builder Chongqing Zhuhu Expressway Company Limited to a fund managed by Ping An Insurance. In the July to September quarter, the group was able to address debt of just around 1,460 crore, around $200 million, as against an earlier estimate of around 8,800 crore, around $1.2 billion, during the period. And NBSP,